Already we have arrived at this first Saturday of the month of February, and the first day of February too, which of course reminds us that a month ago we were celebrating New Year's Day and the Feast of the Blessed Mother. And today we are celebrating the eve of the Feast of the Purification of the Blessed Mother at the Temple and the Presentation of the Baby Jesus at the Temple of Jerusalem 40 days after Christmas, for so it is. One of the things that caught my attention today, and every day different things do, that's one of the wonders about the Missal and the Sacred Scriptures. Every time you open them, every time you read them, there's something else that catches your attention. And today in particular, as we celebrate this Mass of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Of course, we know this in general, but this day is a day in which, in our parish, our shrine, all the acolytes are together, with some exceptions. And, of course, they also, not only together for this most holy and sacred worship of God, in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and then in benediction, and the novena to Our Lady of Fatima, who is our patroness. But also, it is a day in which the acolytes get together to practice, to serve the Mass properly, and the different liturgies properly. So it is, in a sense, it's a day dedicated to the acolytes of our parish. And so when our Lord is there, and it's interesting because we have already gone forth 30 years, almost 33, to the time of the crucifixion. We go from the birth, and now all of a sudden, the time of the crucifixion. And of course, in a few weeks, we will start Septuagesima and the whole works. Time of penance, but also a time of joy. But here we have the Blessed Mother, and St. Mary Magdalene, and her sister, St. Maria of Cleophas, and St. John the Evangelist. And the Gospel tells us, as soon as our Lord had seen his mother and his disciple there whom he loved, very specific words with which St. John is always delineated, whom he loved. He was his favorite disciple, his favorite apostle, his best friend. And so, in a very special way, for those of you who are acolytes, our Lord sees you from the cross, standing there with the Blessed Mother, and he sees you as those whom he loved. So that trust that he gives to you is most special. Serving Mass at the altar is a very great privilege. It's not a right. Nobody has a right. We have privileges which are given to us by God and His Holy Church. So think about that every time you hear this Gospel passage. The disciple there whom he loved, St. John the Evangelist, the beloved disciple, as priests and as acolytes and those who represent Christ in the priesthood, we are the ones who are the beloved disciples. And then he speaks to the mother and to the beloved disciple. Behold thy mother. Behold thy son. It is the moment in which our Lord gives us to Mary as her beloved children. And this is something too that we celebrate on first Saturday of the month, not only during Lent and Holy Week and so forth, not only on Feast of the Blessed Mother, but in particular, we do so on Saturdays, and especially this first Saturday of the month of February, when we shall soon be going from the glories of Christmas to the sorrows of the Passion. And that is the way life is as it is. We go from one moment of great joy and euphoria, And then all of a sudden, we go to great sadness and mourning. But everything needs to be done in union with Mary, with the Immaculate Heart of Mary, who takes us directly to her Son, the eternal Son of God. And so today we in a very special way celebrate the very special mediation of the Mother of God with the Church and with all the children of the Church, but especially those whom the Lord loves most, his beloved disciples. In addition, of course, today we celebrate another glorious feast. It is a feast of the second bishop of Antioch, following St. Peter, who himself was to give his life for Christ, for the Church, in a most gruesome way, St. Ignatius of Antioch. He became, under the teeth of the beasts, the wild beasts that were to eat him, the lions, he became like the seeds and the grains of wheat, which are crushed so that they could become the flour that could become the host that would become consecrated to be the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ. So his life and his death, which he himself spoke about in his epistles, are very telling of that which life really is. And so when we suffer, we too must offer ourselves to Jesus through Mary, that we too may become the wheat through which he feeds his Church in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. May we be part of that sacrament in every way, whether we are offered or whether we are given an offering, because indeed, this is the greatest gift that God can give us, and he has chosen to give it to us through one, the hands and the most holy, immaculate, and virginal womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the mother of his Son, Jesus Christ, our true God and true man, our Savior, and through the hands of the priests of the Church. Today, we continue to pray for our vocations. Of course, we are blessed in this parish with many vocations, some of them already nearing completion, others a little bit further off. But we must never fear the solicitudes of this life and the troubles that it may bring us. And to follow Christ is indeed a source of sadness and sorrow and suffering, but it is also the source of the greatest joy and the greatest glory that can possibly be given to man. So as we honor the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, on this first Saturday of the month, we also pray for our vocations. And there will be more, many more, if we are faithful to him and faithful to her who told us last Sunday, do whatever he tells you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.